died while they walked for all the lang syne, for all the lang syne, my Joe, for all the lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all the lang syne, for all the lang syne, my Joe, for all the lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for all the lang syne.
Auld Lang Syne, sung for us there by Mr. Rob Patterson from an album called Rod Patterson Sings Burns Songs from the Bottom Drawer. Came out on Green Tracks back in 1996. We have a special guest with us for the last little while, Frank Shaw, who is a big fan and collector of Burns material. I understand you have some reflections on Auld Lang Syne to share with us.
Auld Lang Syne, I always like to ask, what comes to mind when you sing it? What language is it in? Because we sing it at least once a year at New Year's, or if you're Scottish, you sing it more. Most are so familiar with the song, but do you know what it really means? One writer said, wouldn't it be interesting if we found out, wouldn't it be funny if we found out it meant eat more Brussels sprouts? But at the same time, you can look at the name, Auld Lang Syne, old meaning old, lang, L-A-N-G, meaning long, syne, S-Y-N-E, is sense. And syne is pronounced like our sign, so keep that in mind. You can interpret this as time's gone by, or as long, long ago, old days gone by, times long past, the good old days. We'll drink a cup of kindness for times gone by, and you can insert either one of these into that. I like Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days, where he meets one of his old high school buddies coming out of a bar. They turn around and go back in and have a few more brewskis, and then they start talking about the good old days. And I have a card I want to read just briefly, John, if you don't mind. This is from an old high school mate of mine that I bumped into at our 50th high school reunion this past year. And we played basketball on the basketball team together. And he said, Frank, I hope this Christmas card finds you and your family well. When I saw you at our class reunion, it brought back so many good memories, memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Let's get together and reminisce about the good old days. And that, my friend, is Auld Lang Syne. But do not think that this is a new thing with Burns, because it was used 100 years before Burns by people like Robert Atton and also Alan Ramsey and James Watson. But the one I love most of all was a guy named Matthew Fitt. And he wrote it in this regard: in the days of Auld Lang Syne, as the equivalent to Once Upon a Time. So there we go. You have a little bit on Auld Lang Syne. My favorite story is from Carl Sandburg. He's writing in the Lincoln Collector about two men collecting books. True story. Oliver Barrett, the great book collector. Charles Gunther, the manufacturing book collector. This is not only a story about Burns, but a classic portrait in miniature of a true book collector. Barrett saw a manuscript in the handwritings of Robert Burns. The verse happened to be Auld Lang Syne. Barrett said, I want this, Auld Lang Syne. And Gunther says, I know how you feel. I went over to England and I got it, and I had to pay a lot of money. Barrett replies, I want it now. You know how it feels to have it? I don't know how it feels to have it. Gunther says, I will sell you this Auld Lang Syne, and you write out a receipt that any time I want it back, I can buy it back at the same price. So Barrett bought the book, took it home, having signed the receipt. Only 1 week later, he gets a phone call from Gunther. Gunther says, bring back the Auld Lang Syne. You know, I haven't been able to sleep. I hear the waves of Lake Michigan pounding at night, and I think about it. I walk down Michigan Avenue thinking about it. Now it's gone, and I'm not going to live too long. Let me have it back. Now, that's an illustration of two men who had the money to buy the original, mm-hmm. or a copy of the original. Auld Lang Syne, who made it popular? the old man who told Robert Burns about it. Robert Burns himself, sure, we wouldn't have it if it were not for Burns. But if I may be so bold, I'm going to suggest a Canadian. New York City, 1929, Roosevelt Hotel. A tradition was born. It moved over to the Waldorf some years later. New Year's Eve. After that night, it was played every New Year's Eve for nearly 50 years. It played first on the radio and then on television. By whom? Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadian. Life magazine said, if Lombardi failed to play Auld Lang Syne, the American public would not believe the New Year had arrived. I think it's an interesting note that Lombardi heard it first in his hometown of London, Ontario, sung by some Scottish immigrants.
So Burns, of course, you mentioned earlier the internationalist aspect of him, but he was also a radical, was he not?
Burns was a radical. He wanted to be independent, and his station in life hampered a lot of that radicalness or a lot of his independence, because no matter what he did, he was relying on someone to pay him. Had he been a man of independent means, chances are we could have seen even more so from Burns. But something that I would recommend people to check out today is a new book by Professor Robert Crawford at St. Andrews. Going through some old stacks in the library at St. Andrews, Crawford came across a manuscript written by a Hebridean, a guy named James MacDonald. I mean, who else from the Hebrides but a MacDonald? It was a recording of a conversation between Robert Burns and a friend in a pub. And this is what MacDonald wrote. They were both staunch Republicans. Both espoused radical democratic ideas. This was a very dangerous conversation. Now, keep in mind that this was in the latter part of the 18th century. You did not speak against the king then, no more than you threaten the president of the United States today. King George would either send you to a penal colony or have your head cut off. Some thought Burns favored an invasion from France, so to prove that he was on England's side, he joined the Volunteers in Dumfries. France was going through, you know, that little melee that both Louis XVI and his wife Marie Antoinette lost their heads. You remember Marie, I'm sure, she of the let them eat cake retort. Burns had flirted with dangerous views before, but MacDonald was the last man to have a substantial conversation with Burns, and he wrote it down. And we're lucky today that Professor Crawford found this, and it's in his new book called The Bard. And if I may be so bold, having read only 100 pages of his book, let me go on record right now as saying that I believe that Professor Robert Crawford's book, The Bard, a biography of Robert Burns, will become the definitive biography of Robert Burns in due time. But back then, keep in mind that democracy was a dirty word, very similar to a word that we use today called terrorism. But two brief examples of how Burns would do things. When we sing, "O Save the King," we'll no forget the people. And then another time, when asked to drink to the health of William Pitt, he replied, "I will give you a better toast, George Washington." So yes, there was a radical side to him. I do not believe it was as strong as some do, but you cannot overlook that it was there.
It's interesting that you mentioned, alluded there to the influence on American politics in both directions, in fact, because this week we're about to celebrate the 200th birthday of Abe Lincoln, and I believe he was also a fan of Robert Burns.
He was, and in fact he was asked to give a toast at a Burns dinner, and I may stand corrected here, either in New York or in Washington, and he refused to do so because he said there was nothing he could add to what had already been said about Burns.
Well, we really appreciate you coming down and sharing your love of Burns and your expertise with us and telling us about some of the amazing books you've picked up over the years. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to leave us with? Any kind of closing comment on Robert Burns?
John, I want you to know that I'm honored to be here. I appreciate it. But I want you to know further that I had a friend recently who went to Scotland. For some reason, he took his wife. Money not well spent. She detested Burns for being a hard drinker and a womanizer. And let me state that these things are important and they need to be discussed, but they can blur your mind, or they can deflect your mind away, your attention away from the more appealing things about Burns. Politicians talk of one-issue voters. Anyone who thinks of only the bad about Burns is a one-issue person when it comes to him. They don't see the whole picture. So if you look at Burns, the total Burns, all I can say is that I will not and I cannot shy away from the facts of Burns' life, but neither will I make more of that than the facts reveal. You remember the little girl in North Carolina? She heard, she saw. You can be like her and be dead wrong. We've mixed a little bit of the old with the modern today, and I confess, Burns, my Burns, had clay feet. He was a human. He made many mistakes, and I'm glad he acknowledged them. And 250 years later, he stands tall. He has become the national symbol for all things Scottish. He is a Scottish icon. He is a flawed man, to be sure, just like me, just like you. He remains relevant, for at the core of his writing is one word that stands out, humanity. And in closing, I'll say one thing and remind us all of the old Mexican tradition that held that you die three times. The first time is when you cease to breathe. The second time is when you are buried. And the third time is when your name is never spoken or mentioned again. So you are still alive, as far as this tradition goes, as long as your name is spoken or talked about on earth. With over 5,000 books on or about Robert Burns in the Mitchell Library in Glasgow and at the University of South Carolina Library under the G. Ross Roy Collection, with hundreds of thousands honoring his birthday every year, I'm here to tell you Robert Burns will never experience the third death. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Is there for honest poverty that hangs its heed and other? The coward slave we pass him by, we dare be poor for other. For other and other, our toils obscure and other. The rank is but the guinea stamp, the man's the goat for other. What though on Hamley Fair we dine, we're hard and grey and other. Gay fools their silks and knaves their wine, a man's a man for other. For other and other, their tinsel show another. The honest man, though e'er say poor, is king of men for other. You see yon Birky Cadelor, wha struts and stares and other. Though hunters worship at his work, he's but a coup for other. For other and other, he's Reverend Star and other. The man of independent mind, he looks and laughs at other. A prince can make a belted knight, a marquis, duke and other. But an honest man's a Benny's might, get faith him on a father. For all that and all that, their dignities and all that, the pithos sense and pride of war, far higher rank than all that. Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will for other, that sense and worth o'er the earth shall bear the gree and that. For other and other, it's coming yet for other, that man to man the world are, shall brothers be for other.
Andy M. Stewart there, all from an album he put out back in the early 90s called Songs of Robert Burns, and that was Is There for Honest Poverty, A Man's a Man for All That. You've been listening to Frank Shaw, terrific man, collector and expert on Robert Burns. And we are now going to move over to the Battlefield Band, who are coming to town very soon. They are playing at the Red Light Cafe, Midtown Atlanta, on the 27th of February. This is the title track from their album, Road of Tears.
They came at dawn from out the darkness, swords and torches in their hands. They said it was the chieftain's orders, clear the hillsides and the glens. No more we'd smell the broom and the heather, share the bannock with our kin, be laid to rest beside our fathers. It almost broke our hearts and minds to board the ship of tears. To board the ship of tears. We crossed the sea to flee the hunger, wasted rags of skin and bone. The fields we left were black and barren, a ravaged land no longer home. The coffin ships were filled with mourning, we'd one last look back to the land. The quiet men, the women keening, it almost broke our hearts and minds to leave the fields of tears, to leave the fields of tears. Came in floods in covered wagons, drove across our ancient lands. They set to scorn our elders' wisdom, take the path their Lord commands. They stole our hills, they stole our rivers, the Mother Earth with whom we're joined. They led us from our spirit fathers. It almost broke our hearts and minds to walk the trail of tears, to walk the trail of tears. They came in hordes across the desert, storms of dust that sear the skin. They said they'd come for our oppressor, they would make a meal of him. They said that we would air our freedom and come to see their ways right. But still we weep and we are bleeding. They have not won our hearts and minds. We're on the road. The road of tears, it never ends. The road of tears, the road of tears.
To the Celtic Show on WRFG in Atlanta. This is Alistair White of Battlefield Band inviting you to join us for a night of Scottish music at the Red Light Cafe in Midtown Atlanta on Friday, 27th of February. That's the Red Light Cafe in Midtown Atlanta on the 27th of February. To put you in the mood, here are a couple of fiddle tunes recorded specially for this show. The first one is one of my own. I don't have a title for it yet, I'm afraid. The second is Bani Shirstoch, which is Gaelic for the St Kilda wedding. Hope to see you all at the show.
He's made everybody leave. Just the band left in the corner. So Joe rolls up his sleeve. He's counting out our money, saying it's time to leave, I think. We said, never mind the money, Joe. We'll take our wage and drink. And give us one more chorus and one more song. One more tune and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Soon the tunes were fairly belting out, and songs were sung as well. But this was Joe's first day of work, he was in barman hell. He says, I'll get my jotters, and you'll be barred for life. But the fiddler was the landlord and the banjo player's his wife. So give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Next thing the doors flew open, it's a nil wind that blows. For there stood two policemen and everybody froze. Well, they marched up to our table, all menacing and slow, saying, play the Mason's Apron, that's the only tune we know. Packed away our whistles, fiddles, keyboards and guitars. We moved out to the busy street, our headaches coming on. Then the piper said, it's opening time, let's all head for the Tron. And give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune, and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go.
Now I must leave you and cross the main ocean, for the stormy winds blow. And let my long journey be of no trouble to you, for my love I'll be back in the course of a year. In talk not of leaving me here, lovely Jimmy. In talk not of leaving me here on the shore, for you know very well your long journey will grieve me. Stay at home, lovely Jimmy, to the sea do not go. As her ship sent a sailing, lovely Nancy stood a wailing. The tears from her eyes down like fountains then flew. As Jimmy went a walking the quay of Philadelphia, the thoughts of his Nancy still run in his mind. Then Jimmy wrote a letter to his own darling Nancy, saying, if you'll be constant, sure I will prove true. Lovely Nancy, on deathbed and could not recall, when the news was sent to him that his love was no more. Come all ye pretty fair maids, and a warning take by me, and never go a-courting a sailor so bold. For first they will court you, and then they'll deceive you, for their mind is perpetual like the west or in wine. Oh, Fare thee well, lovely Nancy, it's now I must leave you. And cross the main ocean where the stormy winds blow. In spread my long journey, be of no trouble to me. For my love, I'll be back in the course of a year.
Who could that be? Only the Chieftains, and they are coming to town and playing at the Fox Theatre. And I think we'll have some ticket giveaways a little closer to the event. Keep your fingers crossed there. A Celtic Woman also coming to the Fabulous Fox. The Chieftains are playing at the Fox on the 28th of February, which is a Saturday, and Celtic Woman are playing there on Tuesday, March the 24th, and Wednesday, March 25th. And we hope to have ticket giveaways for both of those, so keep that in mind, please. We started off with the Battlefield Band. Battlefield Band are playing at the Red Light Cafe, Amsterdam Avenue, Midtown Atlanta, on Friday, the 27th of February. That's the night before the Chieftains. We started off with the title track from their album Road of Tears, then had a bunch of tunes from their fiddle player, including a tune called St. Kilda's Wedding, which he actually recorded specially for us down here. And finished up with a song called One More Chorus from the Battlefield Band album, Leaving Friday Harbour. Then we heard from the Chieftains and Boys the Lock. We started off with the Kerry Slides from Chieftains 5. A song from Boys the Lock, Farewell Lovely Nancy, sung there by Cathal McConnell. And finishing up with the Carolyn's Concerto from Chieftains 3. Lots of music coming up in town and not too far away. Next weekend we have at the Savannah 17th Annual Savannah Irish Folk Festival on the whole weekend, 3-day weekend. I'm sure you can find it all on the web. Featuring Ed Miller from Austin, Texas, originally from Edinburgh. Tommy Sands, we haven't seen him for a while. And we're going to take a listen to both of those gents in a few minutes. But we're going to start off with John Doyle, Athena Turgis and Mick Maloney of Green Fields of America, who are also performing together at this event. And we're going to hear a song. And the song is called The Lenti Burke.
Lundy Burke is a mighty fine ship with a mighty fine captain too. He sits up there on the hurricane deck and he keeps his eye on the crew.
My kids, they hear they working too hard, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds, tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down.
Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my duds, tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down. Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my duds, a totem on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down.
The Lundy Burke has a funny old crew and they sing the boatman's song. They burn the pitch and the pine knot too, for they shove the boat along.
And the smoke goes up, the engine roars, the wheels go round and round. So fare you well, gonna take a little trip when the Lundy Burke comes down.
Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my duds and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down. Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my duds and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down.
They make me hoe in the hayfield here and knock my head with the flail. I'll go where they work on the sugar and the cane and roll on the cotton bale.
I'll work all night in the wind and the storm, I'll work all day in the rain, till I find myself on the levee dock in New Orleans again.
Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my dust and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down. Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my dust and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down. Town. Gonna take my duds and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down. Oh, Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. Gonna take my duds and tote them on my back when the Lundy Burke comes down.
Take away your sorrow and still be here tomorrow. WRFG is the place to be. I said WRFG is the place to be. Blues Therapy with Lee on Wednesdays, 8 to 10 o'clock a.m. on your station for progressive information. WRFG 89.3 FM.
I come home of a winter's evening, cold the night and the weather freezing. I got no coal to light that fire, but I brought you home, Sean McGuire. We gathered all around, he was there in the middle, and he up with the bow and he out with the fiddle. In the nighttime cold, it soon departed. The neighbors came and the dancing started.
Up to the bridge, down to the wire, over the top, he said, he's a buyer. You can make a little darning and throw it in the fire. And you're in the next, be Sean McGuire.
City, where the streets are tough and the tongues are witty, but don't you try to put them in the category. He's as wild and free as a butterfly. But his voice keeping with the wear and tear, and so his fiddle took up his yearning. He'd learned to curse and he'd learned to swear, to laugh and to cry and to say his prayers.
Up to the bridge, down to the wire, over the top, he's a saint, he's a liar. You can take a little learn, you can throw it in the fire, but you never heard the likes of Sean McGuire.
Years went by and the dog grew older, lying on the bed like a dying soldier. One last wish I would require, don't mind the doctor, send for McGuire. Well, he came that night and he played till morning, music, magic, cheerful charm. And my father cried, I feel no pain, and no time at all, he was back on his feet again.
Up to the bridge, down to the wire, over the top, he's a saint, he's a liar. You can take him in the line, you can throw it in the fire, but you never heard the likes of Sean McGuire.
On Yarrow Braes, they rove among the plum and heather, but Yarrow Braes, nor Ettrick Shaws, can match the lads o' Gallowater, braw, braw lads.
Lothian lads are black as deals, and Selkirk lads are no much better. I'll kelp my coats upon my knee, and the father of the lad, oh, the gall of water, braw, braw lad. Although his daddy was nil laird, and though I he nae muckle tocher,
yet rich and kind as true as love, will tint her flocks by the gallow water, braw, braw lad.
Mm-hmm.
was wealth, it ne'er was wealth that caused contentment, peace or pleasure, the bands and bliss or mutual love. Oh, that's the chiefest world's treasure, bromance.
Mr. Ed Miller there, and a track from his new album, which is all covers of songs of Robert Burns. We heard a track called Braw Lads o' Galla Water, and the album is called Lyrics of Gold. We started with The Green Fields of America and a track called The Lendy Burke from their album The Green Fields of America, which marks their 30th anniversary new album. And in between, we had a great piece of crack there from Tommy Sands and friends. Tommy Sands and family, his son and daughter joining in. Daughter on the violin, I believe. And her name is Moya. And it was a track all about the famous fiddler from Belfast called Sean Maguire. Lovely story here in the sleeve notes about Tommy and his father. He said his father was a great pal of Sean Maguire's. And when his father became sick, he said, it's too late to send for the doctor. Send for Maguire. Send for Maguire was the name of the piece that we played there. And in fact, Sean Maguire, the fiddler, did arrive and spent the whole night playing. And the next morning, his father declared, I'm better now than I ever was. So there you go. You can actually hear Maguire's voice at the end saying, I have no time for imitators. It's all from a new album by Tommy Sands with his son and daughter, Moy and Fionnán. The album is called Let the Circle Be Wide. We're going to leave you with a couple of tracks here from an act coming to town very soon, this coming Saturday, in fact. And that would be Brian Conway and Brendan Dolan. They're playing on Saturday the 14th at the Red Door Playhouse in Roswell. There's also a workshop for fiddle, flute and piano earlier on that day. And if you want information on that, you need to give me a call down here in the next few minutes at 404-523-8989. Take care, be good, and we'll talk to you next week.